Can old people get married? Then ask Father Session with Father Paul MacDonald. God provided marriage for the primary purpose of the procreation and formation of children, so as to populate heaven. Yet marriage also has a secondary end. Spouses must always remain faithful to all of God's plan for marriage.
Hello, dear friends. You have reached the Ask Father service of the Fatima Center here on our YouTube channel and elsewhere that you are encountering us. And so let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Jesus, Mary, Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The question is from Carl Herr Wagen. I hope I'm pronouncing it as if it were a Dutch name, but I don't know what it is, as best I can. So here's the question. If the point of marriage is to have children, then why does the Church allow two people who are too old to have children to get married, even though they know that they can't physically have kids anymore? Well, first of all, the Church allows these marriages because the Lord allows them. So, yes, let's nail a few things down. The primary purpose of the marriage act, by which new children are generated in the union of man and woman, yes, the primary purpose of that act, which is enshrined in and safeguarded in the sacrament of marriage, or marriage according to the natural law, is, as is clear, is the beginning of children, the generating of children, and then in the context of marriage, the children who have been generated by the couple and created by God are, you know, safeguarded and helped to grow, to be educated and trained and protected and to grow up as good citizens and above all good children of God, sons and daughters of God. So that's the primary purpose of the act. And then God has also provided the act as protection and relief in case of grave temptations, that together the two of them can help each other in that department and show love and affection. But the primary purpose is the generation of children. And no one may ever, that is, it is never licit to act against this. However, the Lord has not forbidden, basically here's the answer, is that the Lord has not forbidden older people from getting married, even though it can be prudently foreseen, apart from a miracle, that they will not have children. And so the reason why the Church allows it is because the Lord allows it. Now, St. Paul somewhere does encourage people to remain single if they become widows or widowers, but he does not forbid it because that would be going against the law of God. So he does not forbid it. And of course, this is a completely different case from somebody doing something proactively before, during, or after to prevent, like to block, to stop the generation of children, and that is gravely wrong. And even though God has built into the whole marital thing the fact that the couple is not fertile all the time, this should only be used for serious or grave reasons, the popes have taught. So there, that's the answer as to why older people are allowed to get married, assuming that they are free to be married, as in not married to someone else still alive. So may God strengthen in those of you out there who have the sacrament of marriage, and all the rest of you whom I invite to become Catholic, who have the natural law reality, God-given reality of marriage, for all of you, through the intercession and mercy of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you, protect you from all evil, and bring you to everlasting life.
This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. To send Father a question or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website at fatima.org or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. Saints Zachary and Elizabeth, pray for us.